The United Nations chief has voiced concern about the recent escalation of violence in occupied Palestinian territories, calling on Israelis and Gazans to cease hostilities. Antonio Guterres demanded both sides avoid what he called another devastating conflict in Gaza and southern Israel. He said Israel must exercise restraint to avoid further inflaming the situation. The UN chief also urged Palestinian factions to avoid what he called provocations. Guterres issued an appeal after Israeli airstrikes killed four Palestinians on Friday. An Israeli soldier was also killed in gunfire.
Calm has returned to Gaza following a day of Israeli escalation that ended when mediation efforts by Egypt and the UN bore fruit and Israeli army and resistance movements agreed to stop fighting. On Friday, and as Gazans were taking part in the peaceful Great March of Return weekly protests, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a protester. Hundreds of meters away from the so-called buffer zone, tanks attacked Hamas security posts, killing three members of the Qassam brigades. Israeli warplanes also targeted positions on the ground after an Israeli soldier was killed by a sniper. On Saturday, funerals were held for the victims.
I was in the rally and one of my brothers, who works as a civil defense paramedic, was helping the injured. I was really worried that something bad would happen to my brother. All of a sudden, several tank shells hit a security post some 300 meters away from the rally and my other brother was killed.
Israel carries out regular air raids against Gaza, citing Hamas targets, but the deadly strikes mostly killed civilians. Palestinian resistance groups accused Tel Aviv of attacking Palestinians in a bid to end the Great March rallies.
Palestinian people are bidding farewell today to our fallen heroes who were killed by the criminal Zionist regime. The return rallies will not stop despite the Israeli crimes, and the large number of mourners shows that our people are fully backing the resistance.
As the world continues to turn a blind eye to Israel's atrocities, it is not clear for how long this ceasefire will hold. The Israeli regime has carried out three major wars in the Gaza Strip since 2008, killing and injuring thousands of Palestinians, including women and children. People here are still reeling from those wars that devastated the enclave's infrastructure, leaving around 2 million people in a dire situation. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.